This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Mount Olive School Superintendent Patrick Murphy. Welcome to the show, Superintendent Murphy.
Thank you.
We are going to discuss today something that's been going on in both Mount Olive and in the Bunker Hill School Districts, discussing their football programs, and some action has been taken now. But first off, what this is the two schools got together, and if I understand right, it's because of declining numbers in football programs at both schools that you all decided to talk about maybe a remedy to the situation?
That is correct. Mount Olive this past year only had about 20 to 21 kids to start the year. We ended with about 18 kids. And in our football program, that's 9 through 12th grade. So that means we were having to put sophomores and possibly even freshmen on the football field with high juniors and seniors in high school. And that's quite a big difference of size a lot of times. And so we didn't even get to have a JV program. And I believe it's very important to have these freshmen and sophomores get the opportunity to play against kids their own size to learn the skills of football. So we had a problem. We have a problem with our numbers. It's only going to get worse next year, and we're down. Our projection enrollments have us down to 15 or 16 kids for next year.
Bunker Hill was experiencing somewhat the same situation, correct?
That is correct.
Now, what you all discussed was what is called a shared program, and Bunker Hill, of course, voted on this. It'll be over a week ago, and the Mount Olive Board of Education voted on it just this week. A shared program versus what's called a traditional co-op program. Could you explain what the shared versus the traditional co-op is?
I can, because when you hear IHSA, you'll hear the word just co-op, okay? And I'm going to share with you, and without saying another school, if we would have went to one of the neighboring schools and we would have done a traditional co-op, that means our students would have all went to that school and would have played all the games there, would have had all the practices there. You know, we would wear their school colors. It would just be, you know, basically our kids would be going over and playing at that school. I know right now Litchfield and Raymond Lincolnwood had a co-op in football where the Raymond Lincolnwood kids would come down and play at Litchfield for the past few years. So that's what a traditional co-op is. And when I talk about this shared program, it's by the IHSA rules, it's still a co-op, but we're doing it a little differently. And so now, what we're doing with Bunker Hill and what Bunker Hill and Mount Olive have agreed to do next year for football is a co-op, but it's a shared program in the way that we are going to have 100% equal of our home football games. We'll have equal number of football games at Bunker Hill, equal number of football games at Mount Olive. Practices, equal number of football games at Bunker Hill, equal number of practices at Mount Olive. We're also looking at working together to hire the coaches. So two administrators from Mount Olive, two administrators from Bunker Hill will actually sit down when we're going to hire the coaches. We're looking at sharing costs, equal share of costs. If we have costs, we'll determine what those costs are, and then we will split those costs equally. So basically, the thing we're hearing here, the tone is, with Bunker Hill and Mount Olive, we're going to combine our forces so we'll still have some identity in football. Mount Olive's had football for over 70 years, and we don't want to lose our identity. And so this way, we will have football games next fall at Mount Olive. You know, so it's us and Bunker Hill, because of our decline in enrollment, are going to come together and join for our football program next year.
As you said, both boards of education did approve the plan, but a lot of work still yet to go. And let's discuss just a little bit. Of course, one's Bunker Hill, one's Mount Olive, and you're going to have to do things like coming up with names and all kinds of stuff. Could you talk about that?
And a lot of this, you're right, it still has to be decided. But we're throwing around such things as BHMO or MOBH using our initials. We're talking about finding colors for our uniforms, like a neutral color, like gray, and then accenting it with both our colors, with Bunker Hill's red and Mount Olive's purple, and accenting our uniforms in that. We have to get coaches lined up, because football is not just a fall season. Football, there's weightlifting, there's all type of things that need to be done. So our administration and their administration need to sit down and work those type of things out. Both these clubs have fundraising organizations. Our fundraiser organizations need to sit down and start working together now on how to raise money for possibility of getting new uniforms as early as next year. the equipment that's needed, and so on and so forth. So I know there's work that needs to be done there. We need to work now through the Prairie State Conference. We have to let the Prairie State Conference know, our football conference know, and they have to approve. So this isn't totally official yet. They have to approve a co-op. And so we have to go to the Prairie State Conference here in early January, and we have to get the approval of the Prairie State Conference. We then will have to we have to contact the football teams that thought they were going to play Mount Olive this coming fall, and now no longer Mount Olive has a program, and the same thing with Bunker Hill, and we have to make one schedule from the two. And so there are a variety of things that still need to come to get worked out along the way.
With all those things to work on, I guess, though, another positive thing is with student enrollment sort of down, but it would help, I guess, budgetarily wise for the school districts as well, that you'll be sharing costs?
Yes and no.
Okay.
And yes, because, and let me explain that answer. Yes, that we will, you know, because now we won't have to pay the same number of coaches. You know, Mount Olive was paying coaches, Bunker Hill was paying coaches. We should have less cost in that area. But one of the things that was a concern to the Board of Education and we've addressed is that transportation. You know, with Bunker Hill and Mount Olive being 20 miles apart, that's a lot, you know, and some of these traditional co-ops, the ones I referred to earlier, it's just the kids' responsibility to go to the other school. We don't want, with 20 miles difference between Mount Olive and Bunker Hill, we'd, as well as us sharing where one day it's at Bunker Hill, one day it's at Mount Olive, or how we work that out, we decided, the Mount Olive School District decided, and I'm pretty sure Bunker Hill has done this also, that we're going to provide transportation for that. So we're going to provide a school bus after school to when we have to go to Bunker Hill on those days. And I believe Bunker Hill plans to do the same thing, to provide transportation for their kids to and from those facilities. So that'll be an additional cost. So in our projections, we have it being about the same, maybe even slightly higher because of this, but we took into consideration the safety of our children and wanted to make sure that, you know, with that amount of distance that we're asking them to travel, that the schools would transport them.
As you said, important JV and things like that. Will there be JVs now too, so that younger children can get an experience before hitting varsity?
And that's our absolute goal. We hope so. We never know what our, because of this new formation, you know, we had 16 kids at Mount Olive said they wanted to play football. Now when we announced to them this is the new plan, we hope that all those kids will join into that program. If Bunker Hill brings 20 kids and we bring 20 kids or 16 kids into the program, absolutely, we will get the opportunity to play JV football, and which is a great learning development for those kids. If that number becomes less and all of a sudden each school only brings in 10 students, we're going to be in the same situation we were this year, where we'd only be able to run a varsity schedule because the numbers wouldn't warrant it. But it's absolutely the goal of this situation is to be able to run both a JV and a varsity program.
And tying in with student enrollment or student interest in, say, a football program, what will come next? Is this a year-by-year decision that Bunker Hill and Mount Olive will make as far as we go on with football, or how will that go?
We just got to play that by ear, and that's probably one of the alarming things is it's twofold. Our enrollment at Mount Olive is dropping, and we were hoping that'll level out and we'll slow that down at the school district level. But in the football program as well, the interest in football has been dropping. You know, we have next year we'll have 9 seniors who have said that they want to play. Then it drops down to 3 and 2 per class. I mean, when you only have 2 or 3 boys per class that want to play football, it's going to be difficult to run a program even with 2 schools combined if that trend continues. I think it's essential that the coach we hire, the 2 schools hire, has to develop a program, has to get our young students excited about football, if, you know, has to have summer programs and work in that direction to get kids that want to play football. And so I think it's vital, if we're going to continue to have football, that we get a programs developed to encourage our kids and let's encourage and give them the opportunity to see what that can provide for them.
And as you say, if that does not happen, I guess then at some point it could be that Mount Olive or even Bunker Hill, if numbers go down there, then the schools will have to do something else and or no more football?
That's always a possibility.
Thank you for discussing the new shared program between Mount Olive and Bunker Hill, and I'm sure there'll be updates to come a little later in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Superintendent Patrick Murphy for the Mount Olive School District. You've been listening to Around Macoupin County. Join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.